I've never heard anyone say they enjoy League. I've only heard them say it makes them angry beyond all belief. Does the shit, does like the shit talk change if you're losing? Did you go after like them personally? How do you if you're winning, you're like, you suck, get good, noob. But if you're losing, you're like, I bet you make bad financial choices. This is your black suit Spider-Man arc, but at the end you just go, yeah, this is pretty good. So the win is not like actually winning the game. The win is making the other person quit. Learned a lot today. Is it league? Isn't that all Warhammer games though? Because you have to read all 400 books in the Horus Heresy to understand anything. You get a dog and everybody likes you. Mike, Muppet. Not that. Bunsen. Sweet. I think what this proves is that Mike has no barometer for what is obscure and what is not anymore. It's the same for him. The Muppets are on Broadway right now, actually. You got me. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. You guys know Vegas. You didn't know that? Yeah. It just sounds like a bad mid-2000s Fox sitcom. Wait, is that an actual reference, or did you just make that one up? See, we all, Mike, you don't have a barometer for what's obscure. We don't have a barometer for when you're saying stuff that is nonsense and that's not, unless it involves onion futures. No. I don't know. I heard the George Fennell sign language. Nope. Let's do it. Yeah. Last session, we were 1,000% sure we were about to get jumped when we were selling this car. We were like, "Jurek, can we borrow your car again when we go sell this other car?" And she was like, "Yeah, don't get a scratch on it." We were like, "Yeah, that'll be fine." And we got to the deal and we're like, "Oh, we're gonna get this car so fucked up." So we spent 10 minutes trying to get the car in the right position. Then we sold the van to the Velvet Mark and it went pretty well. And they gave us a card and it all went pretty great. We used that money to legalize the G-Wagon. So now the G-Wagon's legal. Then we were like, we got a few days until the pilgrimage. What do we do? And we all just kind of sat around for a minute. But luckily, that was the cue for the next quest to kick in. And Anuk, the girl half of the Elven twins, was like, "Hey, my brothers went into the boonies of the versions of this world, and it's just gone that he found. So can you go get him?" And we were like, "Yeah, easy peasy, lemon squeezy." We drove down the Infinite Horizon a little bit, found a shack in the middle of nowhere. We were like, "This is sketchy." We just walked on in, totally fine. Anai was there, chained up, started acting super sketchy. We were like, "We didn't do anything," and he was like, and then we were like, "Obviously he's cursed or under some compulsion." Spent a long time being like, "We're your friends, we're your friends." And then finally we took his shackles off. And then we got a big lore dump and learned that his boss hates outlines and our boss really has one outline that everyone needs to stick to. Not really our boss, but we also learned that every time we talk to our guy, it could end catastrophically. We also learned about the rest of the narrative. We learned about Ott, the writer, who we already know, but now we know his title. Renga, the fickle mistress. Pater, the threshold. Insaperlix, the bifurcated mountain man. And the Menhirs, the heroes. Which seemed like a group of people who are dangerous, and then one group of rocks, which is pretty cool. And then, just to get back at him, we were like, "Well, do you know about the invasion of six evil gods?" And he was like, "Wait, what?" We were like, "Yeah, get fucked, guy." And he was like, "You guys are the worst spies ever." And we were like, "We're not spies." And went back and forth on that for a little bit. And then it ended with him being like, "You're bad spies." And us being like, "We're not spies." And he was like, "I guess we'll work together." And then we drove away. Should we try and forge a few more versions of this note so we can all get in? Maybe not us, but like someone else around here. Probably. Probably got some guys. Yeah, we could ask the twins. I could check with my contacts. I really have no idea what this thing is. Go find the twins.
Yeah. Bad.
Nye, Anik, either are you good at forging forgeries, making fakes? All right. Well, that plan's out the window. What do you have to thievery? That's pretty good. I would like to aid this bear. I do not aid the bear. Is good. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Or the Obi. But if there's something important that we can learn there, I don't know. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, mine don't count either. Just hand them out to people on the street. The pool. Pretty funny, actually. Like, hey. Some kid was just handing him out on the street. But wasn't he always like a pretty big, bulky deer man? Because these clothes fit one Johnny Skyfall who has a strength score of plus zero. Talking a lot of big gross animal. Talking a lot of big gross animal game when half of our party is animals. We did steal his diary. I don't think the pilgrimage was Grayson. I think the pilgrimage was a third party. I bet. Here's my theory. Here's my theory. Grayson doesn't know who's putting on the pilgrimage. He's just as out of the loop as we are. And I'm going to stick to this theory because it makes me feel like we're on level playing ground. Yeah, I think we spend the next couple days prepping, getting some clothes, forging some invitations. Now, here's a big question. Arctos, you're the most well-known bear in the city. Are you concerned about showing up to this event? Okay. If you, would a scroll of humanoid form work on you? Let's see. It's only 10 minutes. Never mind. You could be a humanoid for 10 minutes. So after the first 10 minutes, when you're no longer a humanoid, then you just become invisible for 10 minutes. Well, Arctos, wait, here, I like this plan, but one other thing. Can we just dye you a different color? You could be a black bear or a brown bear or a panda bear. Okay, what? We need a lot of costume. We need costume jewelry for. That's pretty good, actually. What color bear do you want to be? Okay. We get you like a cool. There it is. To the market. A scandal for the ages. Arctos. There might be a lot of children at this party. Weren't you getting a fitted suit? Minor miracles. During those next couple of days, I would just like to hang out around Iconoclasm and get to know the folks there and help them out with whatever they're doing and friend them a little bit. Getting good with them. No, I'm just hanging out, helping people out, doing. I feel like we came in, lost a car, got the car back, came back with several other cars. So I'm trying to build up the whole team's reputation by helping people out. Ooh. think we're driving for this one. Did we die, Arctos? No, I think it's, yeah. Oh. Oh. With the plus four circumstance, right? Let's die this bear. We're dying the bear. We're just getting a big bathtub and No way I have been. I will aid Tanner's nature check. I didn't aid the nature check. The aid roll bad tonight. He's a black bear. Let's go. Characters. If someone asks you your name, if someone asks you your name, what are you going to say your name is? I like dose. That's pretty good. Think that's me. Feels important. I'll use one of my two mythic points for this so I can get us there. These are some bad rolls. I got an 18. America. Got an 18 with the mythic point. I feel like we should just do that. I, yeah, there's always a cop waiting hidden somewhere on those roads. Josh, like, would you guys do the cool thing and make an illegal U-turn or the lame, boring, dumb thing? Oh, much better, much better. 24. Also roll 27 to check out this gas station. I say we just use this one and stay on alert. Right. Oh no. We're gonna get jumped. That's exactly what. All right, everyone stay calm. Okay, me and Benny will stay by the car. Me and Ben, you're out there. I'm like, listen, just hypothetically, if you had to worship one of the six evil gods, which would it be? That's the wrong one. Hey, Regents. Yeah, he rules over stuff. Nice. Oh shit, get down. I dive on my companion. Wait. Would I have time to cast a spell instead of diving on him? I will cast Illusory Object and just put a brick wall in front of this car.
Object may appears to animate naturally, but it doesn't.
Actually, not a brick wall. Can I put a two-way mirror around this car so that we can see in, but they can't see out? I dropped it in the BTL. This is at level 2.
Yeah, if, let's see how which one of these like,
so that would be that, and I would just like to sort of enclose enough that they can get out of the car, but that it looks like all of a sudden there is just this scary mirror wall around them. As this happens, I just yell, "Danger! Danger! We are in danger!" That beats it. I think DC's 20. It's 20. I did. Yeah, I don't really know how. Just hears me yelling, "Danger! We're in danger!" It's not an illusion! You'll die if you walk through the mirror! Can I intimidate them instead? Excellent. No. Josh. Given this whole inner thing I've done, can I roll a performance initiative? Well, you rolled a good initiative. Just always praying. Think you rolled a nat 20. No, I rolled a 3. Oh God. Yeah, 24 to see guns. Wait, but they can't see through it. Yeah. Wow. Back to back. Nasty. You don't have to do this. Hey, guy. Don't do that. It's an illusion. If you attack me, you'll die. Try it again.
Is that doubled? Oh, all right. That was the crit. Ow. Dead. Oh, another sophisticated ambusher. Oh, hate that. Wow, this hurts. This guy. Gunslinger. Yeah, that sucked. Ow. First, just taking a bunch of laser shots, I'll yell, "This is not an illusion! You're all gonna fucking die!" And then I'll cast Lingering Composition, or Courageous Anthem Composition. Nice. I think that's just a crit at this level. I thought it was a level base. DC. Excellent. So I'll get a courageous anthem off. Then that
So uncool of that guy. Yeah, I will. How far away is 30 feet? Oh, he's out of range of me. All right. I will cast Soothe on myself. I'll flourish cast this. I've taken a lot of damage already. Great. Third action, I will use One for All on a young ward, Benny, so I can, as a reaction, aid him in an attack from 30 feet away. Or, well, whatever. He's in 30 feet. He doesn't have to stay within 30 feet. That's my turn. I will aid him. The aid checks are not going to break this one. Me. It's a big hit. That's a big That's a big hit. That. It was not an illusion. They would die. Please. Oh, come on. Oh, that was definitely the wrong move on that dude's part. They got a car. We gotta kill them.
Yeah, I will. First action, I'm gonna demoralize a sophisticated heavy one. Gonna do some good old demoralization with performance. I will just yell. It wasn't an illusion. Your friend's already dead. Was against their will, DC. Sophisticated heavy one. All right, well then I will just cast Illusory Creature. I will flourish cast this. Is just a fig. So right so where we'd be flanking with Benny, I want a mirror version of the guy that Benny just killed, like dripping blood. And he's just like slavering and he just screams in this dude's face, "It wasn't an illusion! I died!" Right here, so he'd be flanking with young Benjamin. And I believe as part of this spell, I can. I think it's part of them. And as part of that, we'll make an attack. That was wrong. I need to make an attack, not just roll damage. I'm so sorry. It would make a hits with a strike. So I think that'd be my spell attack. This is I'm using needle darts, but this is. So, double that, 20 points. So, the illusion can cause damage by making the target believe the illusion's attacks are real. If the illusory creature hits with a strike, so it's a strike. So it'd be 20. I didn't know. And then final action. I'll look at Anzu and I'll say, "All right, it's all you," and I'll use one for all on Anzu. So if he makes a strike or an attack roll, I'll aid him. I can aid with everything with this ability.
Pew, mind bird. I will aid him. God, the aid rules are terrible out here. What is happening? I don't think so either. Cyberst. Nice. Yeah. Nine bird kill count. Ding. Yeah, first I will sustain this illusion I got going on, which gives him two actions. One, oh god, how do I move this guy? I don't think I have control over him. Josh, can you move him to flank Sophisticate Heavy 2? And then his second action will be to scream, "It's not an illusion! They're all dying!" And then attack. That's the wrong spell. There you go. Excellent. That'll be, I got 15 different spells I gotta open here. This much mental damage. One action. Second action. This guy's going to keep firing on us. I don't think I've tried. Second action, I'll demoralize this person. Why not? Maybe this one better. Drums of war, one little hand drum. Person is demoralized one, and then as my last action, I'll bon mot him. Her, them, I'll bon mot him. Crit. So not only are they bone mode, but also they take damage because of my cutting rebuke. They will take 8 points of mental damage. Oh wait, yeah, 8 points of mental damage. Mental damage to your level.
Nope, that's all my actions.
Regular old strike. Oh, God. Ooh. That's a horrible. Nice. The mind bird kill counter. Really? I can't believe Mindbird got another in combat kill and he wasn't even there.
Yeah. Man. Kind of want to interrogate this dude. I'll just jog up. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Didn't cashier's on this too? Whatever. Also staying attack. Also staying an attack with this dude's buddy. This is me attacking with this dude's buddy. So 12 points of psychic damage, mental damage. I'll just throw an actual needle darts at him. Why not? This does have map, I believe. Oh. That's very good to know going forward in the future. Yeah. I'll just yell, "Where'd you get the guns? Where'd you get the cool guns?" That's my turn. Yeah, we got the cashier. He's back there.
Great. I'd like to fill up the car and then we can loot these bodies. I'm just gonna make sure the car is filled up. Yeah, I got it. I'll make sure the car is all filled up and then go tie up the cashier. Big cat. Oh no. Oh don't think anyone who gets herpes is. Hey, you're awake. Have a question. When you say that's over your When you say it's over your shoulder, are you holding it or are you like mind bird levitating it over your shoulder? Okay. I Josh, can I lean in really close until my nose is literally touching his? And I'll just go, "You messed with the wrong guys. Now tell us everything or I'll fucking rip your eyeballs out." It doesn't matter. It was good. It was a good roll. Was one. Want to know. Who are these guys? Where did they get those guns? Tell me, I'll rip your eyeballs out. Is not an illusion. This is not an illusion. They part of a gang? Not good enough. Slap him. Whoosh. Probably hurts him. Probably hurts my hand more than it hurts him. I'll be slap. What do you know? What were their names? Who were they working with? Do you have any information? We're getting this gas for free. Don't fuck with the poncho, boys. Nice. Hey man, they jumped us. They jumped us and we killed them. This is only good for us. Maybe. Is this the first time they've done this? Is this an ongoing scene? Okay. Let's check inside the van. Yeah. Hey, I yelled if they went through the illusion, they would die. And they went through the illusion and they died. So. This black bear is reading his address. He knows where he lives.
Oh, that's nice.
Josh, would I be familiar with this from being in the ghosts and criminal shit? Theater. Never written this. Interesting. Hey guys, I always carry a backup car. Smack him in the face. Wake up. Yeah, how are, because you're going to tell us everything you fucking know. Not really. By the will of the poncho boys. Now, who the fuck are you? Where'd you get the fucking guns? Tell me or my young ward will slice your throat and drink your blood. You don't know. Nigel, how are you? I'm gonna point him around. Where'd you get the guns, and why did you attack us? It's just that scene from the Goonies. And then I blamed it on the dog. Dark Arctos. Dark Dose. Why did you attack us, and where'd you get the guns? Dumbass. I slapped him the other way to bring him back. Where'd you get the crazy guns? From who? Oh, we spared the wrong guy. What? You think if we let you live, you can hook us up with your contact? Okay. Well. Oh. I flick him in the forehead. What do you know? Oh, we'll keep that. was your boss's name?
Yeah.
You got a radio. I look at my companions. Are we taking these other cars or are we leaving them? Okay. I drop the dude door open and start slashing all the tires. Yep. Oh. Hey, man. Yeah, 13 level. They can walk that. They're fine. We just got you. Right, see you, guy. You should walk slowly, conserve water. Okay. I come in waving my knife that I don't know how to use. I pop them like I'll pop your eyeballs. I slowly back out of the gas station like this. We get back on the road. I got a mythic point. I'm gonna use it. I got a 26 to perceive. I'll aid this this man in his society. I don't have to be. I have one for all. Never mind. No, I think that's a 26 now. I'm sorry. So it's a pilgrimage, and we're going on it. Wait, did me and Benny's perception checks not count for anything earlier? Oh. I will perceive things. Oh, I have perceived a 27. With the raiments, is it just the color and shape, or is it like the color, shape, and size too?
Interesting.
All right. Yeah, we didn't do that. We could have done that. Hey man, we were just trying to get gas. We were gonna pay for it and leave. People were just trying to get gas. They were doing a bad thing. The Poncho Boys are all about vigilante justice. I saw. I saw a gun and I feel like I acted correctly. Crazy thing. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, we get ASIs. Oh. Oh, good. I get more hit points. I keep getting shot by things. Think so. Ooh, Tanner, I was planning on taking both a haste and a slow, so don't worry. Yeah.
I get such a great ancestry feat at this level. So excited. Ooh, we got some fun stuff. Classic bone flux. Oh no. Okay. See ya. Sick.
Peace.